Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Winter is here and we're headed outside for some land styling.
Chris Lampton from HGTV's Going Yard comes in from the cold to give us some tips on getting the yard holiday ready.
And DaVinci Roofscapes helps us get the roof weather ready.
So throw another log on the fire and get the hot chocolate steaming. We'll be outside for a while.
Right now on My Fix It Up Life. Time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And I am excited about today's show because we are talking to our friend Chris Lampton from HGTV's Going Yard about his whole like winter land styling. And you can check that out at chrislampton.com. And we're talking about how to get your roof winter ready. And in that whole like honor of the whole outdoor land styling.
Yes.
I have a fix-it-up find I want to share with you.
Oh, outdoor now, land styling find.
It is. It's actually a rocking bed, but it's not just an indoor bed. It's you can use it outside, too. And it is so cool. And, you know, I've seen this before, but what I'm really excited about is it's actually offered from Wayfair.com. They have awesome presents for the holidays. It's a bed. It's the mood rocking canopy bed that actually can rock. And, you know, what's cool about it is not just that it rocks, because a rocking bed sounds so soothing and everything like that.
What does this do, roll you down the street?
No, but the thing about rocking is that I looked online, did some research about what neuroscientists say about the rocking motion and helping you sleep. Because it, like, you know it helps you sleep because of babies. But, you know it helps you sleep because neuroscientists have been doing a lot of research on it. And it actually, the rocking motion while you sleep increases your slow oscillations and brief bursts of brain activity that help you not only with tranquil sleep, but also helps the brain to remember new information. Check that out. So you have to go to myfixituplife.com and check on our finds to find out more information about that. Do you have a find for me?
I have a find for you, and as double entendre as this is going to sound, this is real.
Okay.
Okay, so I know where your mind is going to go, and this product looks awesome. It's called the Simple Sucker.
Okay, I'm thinking about lollipops. Now, is it a like a delicious treat?
In a sense, but you don't eat it. It's essentially, and I'm oversimplifying it a little bit, two suction cups on a bendable stick.
What do you use this for?
All kinds of stuff. The idea is you stick one side to a smooth surface, airplane tray table, windshield, whatever, countertop. The other side you stick to the back of your mobile phone. And then the stem in between, it looks like a dumbbell. The stem in between you can articulate so that, let's say you want to use your GPS on your phone and you're driving. Stick one side to the windshield, other side to the phone, and then you can see the map and you can follow the phone hands-free.
Really?
You want to take a picture of yourself. If you have an iPhone and FaceTime, stick the thing on. So your phone is hands-free, but here's the real thing about this that I like.
Okay.
You can also coil up your earbuds on it and hold them so that they don't get all wound up and tangled up. I would use that every single day.
So you can, it's two suction cups with a flexible thing in between and then a place to put your earbuds
too.
Yeah,
and it's around that stem in the middle. You just coil it up like a little wire wheel.
Okay, and is it durable?
It's durable. It's made out of, I don't know what it's made out of, but it's like a plasticky, rubbery kind of surface.
Is this your kind of your pitch for wanting one of these for a holiday gift?
Not really. I'm just psyched about it.
Okay.
It's a simple sucker. It's
because
made by Stryker Tools.
I would like to have my find for my holiday gift.
Anytime I get a chance to have an indoor-outdoor bed, which
I didn't know
existed.
And we can put it in our pergola, which is what? When we built the pergola years ago, and it's this gorgeous Western Red Cedar pergola in our backyard, I had this whole fantasy of doing that kind of, like, South Beach kind of bed outside kind of mojo, even though we live in Pennsylvania. But, you know, this allows us to have that experience.
And this allows us to take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Lounge.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair as the daylight fades on the.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa.
And you know what I have to say?
No, I don't.
Up on the rooftop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney comes.
Oh, I know there's an answer to this.
Yeah?
From somewhere in my childhood.
Yeah? Who comes through the chimney?
St. Edmund.
No, St. Nair. We're going to have to read some more holiday stories with the kids with you, where you're actually conscious.
Oh, yeah, where
yeah.
I'm paying attention
yeah.
to the holiday-themed
yeah.
thematicry.
A cocktail-free zone for you when we're engaged in holiday activities.
Yeah, family time.
But thinking about the roof, we have a roof expert on the line right now from DaVinci Roofscapes.
Yes, we're joined by Zach Stoprow, who's a technical expert from DaVinci Roofscapes, and he's here to share with us some tips on getting the roof weather-ready for the winter that's coming.
Whether or not you're ready.
Oh, see what happened.
The weather
there.
Is.
Zach, do you see what I'm dealing with here? Do you have any weather or not jokes that you can share with us to get started?
I do not have any weather-related jokes this morning, unfortunately. I wish I did, because now I feel like I should have had a few of these ready to go, seeing you've been so entertaining already.
Well, don't worry. I'll email some to you later, and so the next time we talk, you'll be ready with a lot of zingers for Mark.
You know,
wonderful.
You know what's a good one, Zach, is funny thing happened on the ladder on the way up to the roof.
Oh, no, funny thing really happens.
No,
they're always sad tales.
It never really happens. But, no, we're talking about getting the roof weather-ready for the snow and all the stuff that's coming. And you've got a couple things that you wanted to share with us from DaVinci.
Correct, correct. We just wanted to go over some things as far as snow guards and ice dams and different things that can happen, especially in the areas of the U.S. and in other areas, of course, where snow and ice is a common problem during this time of year.
Well, yeah, and you know, people love icicles and they're beautiful and everything, but really an icicle isn't such a great thing for, you know, it's a kind of a hint that something might be going wrong with your roof, too.
Correct. The biggest problem that we've seen in areas of the U.S., I originally started roofing in the upstate New York area, and one of the things that we had in those areas were ice dams. And it's a common problem that becomes more common nowadays, I believe, with the types of roof structures and systems that are out there. Ice damming has become a big issue, and it's something that basically is a blockage of ice along the overhangs of roofs and gutters, and it's caused by an inadequate insulated attic. And so people have a lot of problems with that. It causes a lot of damage to the home when you have those types of problems.
Yeah, it is kind of a major problem for your roof, and it actually, you know, with the the snow melts and then it freezes again, and then, you know, that ice and everything can actually not can only hurt your roof and everything, but it can actually, if it falls off, it can hurt people walking by
or
too.
Tear your gutters off,
yeah,
or all that kind of stuff. So Zach, what is a simple way that homeowners could remedy this problem if they see icicles forming on their house?
Well, the biggest thing to do is, if you believe that you may have this problem or have seen something like that in the past, is to have a good roofing contractor, an experienced roofing contractor, visit the home and do an inspection of the insulation in the attic and the ventilation of your attic space. If a home is properly insulated, it's not going to lose the heat through the attic or into the attic space. And then, of course, that's going to go up through your roof and cause the melting, or the inadequate melting of the snow that's on the roof that actually causes the ice damming. So the biggest thing is to try and get your insulation fixed. Then ventilation will keep from any hot spots on the roof or differentiation in temperatures along the roof so that you don't have areas of ice or improper inadequate melting.
So that leads me to another question, because I see this a lot where we live. And I'll be, for example, driving the kids to school in the morning, I will see houses with asphalt, composite, architectural shingles, whatever. And they will have, for example, a big rectangle in the middle of the roof that will have no frost or no snow on it, yet on the outside or in the eaves or whatever, there's a hard line of frost that builds up. So is that building leaking heat and melting the snow and frost that's on top of it?
Well, that's exactly right. You have the uninsulated eaves and overhangs of the roof and your gutters that stay cold, you know, no matter what the temperature is inside the house, because there's no heat coming up through those areas. So when you get the heat that's being lost from your house and it runs up through the attic, it's melting that snow, that water, that runoff, runs down the roof, and once it reaches those overhangs, which is much more common to cause ice damming if those overhangs are longer, or say a foot or 2 feet or 3 feet, because that longer span of space, as that runoff runs across that section of roof, it has a little bit more time to get cold, freeze or refreeze, and then as that refreezes and the water continues to run down the roof, you, of course, have a dam, and that water tends to back up underneath whatever type of roofing is up there and cause those problems and those leaks that we've spoke about.
This is a technical term, Zach. You probably won't be able to keep up with it. That's not good.
No, that's exactly it. It's not, and in a lot of areas, if you're just having a little ice along the bottom or the eaves of the roof or just minor snowfall, it's not as big an issue. But when you have in areas where you're getting multiple inches of snow at one time and you're losing a lot of that heat, it doesn't take much for that water to start backing up under whatever type of roofing it is and leak back down into the home.
Now, are those what I used to call back in when I before I knew what they were, snow spikes or snow guards, are those going to do anything to help or hurt this situation, or are those more of a different product for a different reason?
That's exactly it. They will not hurt or help ice damming at all. Ice damming is strictly caused by inadequate ventilation. So it's not... The snow guards are an item that when you have any snow or ice that's going to fall on a roof and it becomes a large enough portion that it can come off in one piece and actually cause a substantial amount of damage, whether it be to vehicles or sections around the home or even people that may be walking underneath, those snow guards are going to keep that snow and ice up on the roof so that it melts off slowly or comes off in little bits and pieces, which is much more manageable and less likely to cause any damage.
Well, Zach, thank you so much for helping us with all this information. And for everybody listening, go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com for more information about how to get your roof ready for this season. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. The doors were smashed, she said that she...
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are going out of doors.
We are going out of doors. It's your favorite thing to do when the weather gets super cold out. I don't understand it. Why you like to have a fire outside and, like, when it snows and, like, read a book. Who does that?
I don't know. Maybe our guest, who is Chris Lampton from HGTV's Going Yard, also a fellow Cape Codder, might have some insight on what it's like to want to be outside when you should be inside. Chris, how you doing?
Doing very well. How are you, Mark and Teresa?
I'm doing excellent, and I want to know, do you like to read a book in the snow like my husband?
As a landscaper, I love being outside, whether it's 90 degrees or I'll go down like 10 degrees.
Really?
Which isn't something we've had much of this year. We actually have spring flowers blooming around here that are in warm sun, if you can believe that.
It's amazing. We're doing cleanups right now, getting all the leaves out of beds and stuff like that, and there are still roses blooming because it's in the high 50s right now.
That's incredible.
There's probably not any global climate.
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, no, there's no global warming. I mean, I was in a T-shirt walking my dog on the beach last week. Yeah, it's fine. It's what you do in, you know, the winter.
Yeah, it's what you do these days in the winter. I remember when it used to be cold. But anyway, now I want to talk to you about what you're doing for the holidays and getting ready outdoors. And are you decorating your turret and everything?
Yeah, well, we have a blue spruce in the front yard that is about 7 or 8 feet tall now, and we decorated that, Peyton and I. I put some lights around there, and we got a nice little timer on there, so we don't have to worry about it. So at 4:30, when it gets dark, it clicks on, and it clicks off about 1 or 2 in the morning, so it wards off robbers, you know, so it's great. It's decoration and safety.
I like that. Now, did you do, like, anything with the lights? Like, you know, some people do, like, peanut butter, like, pine cones and stuff like that, too, to, like, you know, for all of the woodland creatures out there.
No. We have cats, so if we put anything out there, the cats would just eat it or eat the creature. So we try to, we try to keep it safe in our yard.
Are your cats, Chris, are they mountain lions?
You know what? I think one of the cats is about 20 pounds. He's pretty big. He's almost like a bobcat.
I just thought of that book that I read to our 4-year-old Jack, Click Clack Moo, Cows That Type, and that your cat would like type a letter saying, "No, really, Chris, do the pine cones because I want the woodland creatures so I can eat them." Anyway, sorry, mommy brain. But, you know, I saw that you're sharing some Christmas tree information on the Better Show. Is that right, this week?
Yep. Peyton and I went up there last week and kind of did a little how-to on choosing Christmas trees, because this year was actually Peyton and my first year getting a Christmas tree together as a married couple, so it was kind of fun to do that. We actually went the day after Thanksgiving. We were both very excited about getting a tree in the house.
Now, do you have completely different ideas of Christmas trees? Because she is from the South, and you're from Cape Cod.
Well, I mean, I told her what I usually do. Usually, my brothers and dad and I go out with a chainsaw and, like, National Lampoon style, start cutting trees down. And she couldn't grasp that. She's like, "What are you guys talking about? Let's just go to a lot and buy a tree." I was like, "That's just not as fun."
It kind of reminds me of my husband, Mark, because, one time you were walking around the house in the chaps and everything, the chainsaw, the whole, like, outfit. Just randomly, one day.
Yeah. I was going to cut a neighbor's maple tree down for our holiday tree, but she wouldn't let me, Chris. I mean, you know what I mean?
You know, girls get in the way of holiday cheer, don't we?
Exactly. Well, and that just shows right there why Mark and I get along so well, because we both have the same idea. It just makes it more of a holiday spirit if you actually cut down the tree yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
That's true. And you take the whole, like, Discovery Channel Axemen approach, and you harvest, like, clear-cut the side of a mountain to get your tree. I love it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm out there with my blue ox, and we chop down a whole bunch of trees.
That is insane.
Nice.
Okay, so for everyone listening who is sane, I would like to, you know, any tips that you have for people that are getting their yards ready for winter and your whole, like, land styling thing. I don't even know what that is.
Land styling, I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like. People love to style the inside of their houses, and a lot of times people forget about the outside. And right now is a perfect time to maintain the outside and get it ready for the spring. So we clean, get all the leaves out of there. We trim back things that need to be trimmed back. It's a great time to, like, all your ornamental grasses, chop those down, give those a crew cut, get that stuff out of the way. So that way when the spring comes, you have less work to do. And if people are like me, you know, you kind of forget about doing your garden, and all of a sudden the bulbs start popping out, and you don't want to rake or blow them because then you'll ruin the bulbs when they start coming out of the ground.
That's a great call. I love that. Now, are you doing anything for the grass too? Like, I don't know, core aeration or winter fertilizer at this time of year?
Yeah. We did. Usually, we do the winter fertilizer. Well, I mean, you can still do it now because, I mean, grass is still growing. But usually, we do the winter fertilizer as the last step. So we'll clean up all the leaves, give a final mow, and then put some winter sealant down for the people that want it. In my lawn, we just aerate it. You know, I just keep it pretty natural. I don't like to put too many pesticides down. But, you know, a good winter fertilizer is great because that way in the spring it'll pop up real green quickly, and you'll have that beautiful lawn that all your neighbors are going to be you'll be the envy of the neighborhood.
Well, you already are the envy of the neighborhood, aren't you, Mark?
I thought you were going to say that to him. I was waiting for his awkward response. Now, I have to have one.
Yes, you do. See, I'd rather put you on the spot than Chris.
Now, as far as, like, assuming that the world isn't melting and it does snow in December and January and so forth, do you guys go out and, like, put salt down and plow driveways and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we snow blow, we plow driveways. I mean, we just bought a new snow blower last year, and it was great because we used it once, so it didn't even pay for itself yet. So we're hoping for some snow this winter. You know, I love the snow. I still love sledding. You know, I mean, there's a great hill down the street from my house we go sledding at, and it's a great way to make some money, and, you know, it's good for landscapers in the winter.
Nice. Nice. Now, as far as snow throwers go, those things tend to throw a long stream of snow out there. Are there any stories from the E. Lampton of maybe saying blowing the lamp off the top of the lamp post and a tip that you could share to help people who don't have less practice than you?
With ours, you know, you can kind of control where you're shooting the thing, which is great because, you know, otherwise I blew a mailbox off once a couple years ago. Sometimes you'll shoot rocks out, and it's those are not good with windows. I'll just leave it at that. but they are great at shooting snow at your brother if your brother's working you that day. That's always fun. That's a fun game we play. The trick that I always do, go right down the middle of the driveway first and then just start going back and forth doing little laps. It's actually kind of relaxing and fun to do in the winter.
Really? I wouldn't really find that to be meditative. But
absolutely meditative.
But I'm more of like,
oh,
you know, the...
I love it.
I'm an inside creature in the wintertime.
Like those Zen gardens.
But I want to ask you, I hear you're going to be at the Mall of America on Saturday, December 22nd, and I'm that place is probably going to be crazy because it's a Saturday before Christmas. Like, are you going there with, like, security and stuff? Is Peyton, like, do you have, like, a whole shopping list that you're going to, like, tackle while you're there, too?
Well, you know what? I'm actually pretty scared because at the Cape Cod Mall, which is a total of one story and has probably 25 stores, that's what I'm used to. So when I go to the Mall of America, which has, like, 15 stories, an amusement park. I'm going to be nervous walking around that place. I'm going to need, like, a GPS, I think.
They probably have their own app. I'm sure they do.
Well, believe me, I started following them on Twitter, and they're, like, doing parking lot updates and, like, all this crazy stuff. I'm just like, oh, my God. So
You're gonna need SEAL Team 6.
You are, and I imagine, like, HGTV is probably going to, like, have you on, like, a golf cart or something, like, driving you through the mall to get you to your appearance on time and everything, too.
So you're going to have to keep up with Chris at ChrisLampton13 on Twitter, like him on Facebook at ChrisLampton, and buy E. Lampton Landscaping gear at ChrisLampton.com.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Wish it could have lasted longer.
Thank you.
They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa, and I'm climbing up the ladder to put on some decorations, and I'm going to do that safely.
You are going to do it safely because you're going to do it with, you know, you're not going to do it by yourself. You're going to do it with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The first ladders I ever climbed up were the bounciest, most terrifying affairs ever. And since then, I've made it really important to stay safe on a ladder.
Well, and the thing, too, is that this time of year is when so many people are going up on a ladder, whether it's just to clean out your gutters or it's, you know, to put up those lights and decorate your house, that, you know, more than 12,000 people are treated this time of year for holiday decorating ladder incidents in the emergency rooms. And we want to make sure that you guys stay safe and you guys aren't a part of that 12,000.
Yeah, and the tips are easy and they're common sense. The first thing you want to do is to make sure you're putting the ladder up on an even surface. So if you've got, like, a little hill or a grade to your property, stick a block under that ladder.
Well, you want to make sure that you aren't overreaching when you're on the ladder. You want to, you know, climb back down the ladder and move it to where you're working and not put it in front of a door or something else where somebody can walk into.
Right. Be careful of wires when you're outside your house.
And don't ever put your ladder up on a box or a piece of furniture or something like that.
Back of your car.
Oh, or on top of your car.
In the bed of your truck.
Oh,
any
Lord.
Of that crazy stuff. Get a taller ladder.
Or climb up on something ridiculous instead of using a safe ladder to get to where you need to be.
And when you're up there, use the belt buckle rule, which is keep your belt buckle inside the rails of the ladder. If you have to get your belt buckle out, you've reached too far, move the ladder.
Yeah, that's a very important tip because we want you guys to not end up not where you want to be, which is, you know, enjoying the holidays with your family and, you know, having a beautifully decorated home. And, you know, we have more tips on our website, so you want to go to myfixituplife.com to find out some how-to tips, some finds, and some more information.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, and we're sharing how-to videos on YouTube and pinning some awesome photos on Pinterest.
And we love to be inspired by you guys, too. So send us your questions, your triumphs, and your home improvement successes. So email us at info@myfixituplife.com. And don't be afraid to send us some photos, too.
And we're giving away great tools and gear to help get DIY done at myfixituplife.com. And click on free stuff.
And we'll be back next week with more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be out of reach, but I